This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the National Consortium of State Legislatures, 8 states raised their minimum wages on January 1st because of laws tying minimum wages to the Consumer Price Index. The official policy language for that linkage is that the minimum wage is indexed to inflation. And among the states that do it is Ohio, home to the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland, whence Adrian Ma reports that indexing, like the economy itself, has some ups and downs.
Any cookies, chips, or drinks for you today?
It's just after 3 o'clock, and Fantasia Pettis is wrapping up her shift at a Subway sandwich shop in downtown Cleveland.
Thank you. Have a good one.
She clocks out, takes some change from the tip jar, and heads out the door.
I mean, I love my job because I love the people that I work with. They make it really easy.
Pettis makes Ohio's minimum wage, now $8.55 an hour. And although it was raised automatically by 25 cents last week, she says,
I feel like it's still not enough. Just because it went up a quarter, I mean, you could find a quarter on walking down the street.
We do some quick math and find the raise comes to about 43 extra bucks a month before taxes. Is $43, what does that mean to you?
A phone bill.
When I ask Pettis whether she feels like she's getting by, she shrugs and says, barely.
Minimum wage, really, it's a struggle.
Not only does she have trouble meeting basic expenses, but according to the Consumer Price Index, those basics are getting more expensive, about 2% higher than last year. Ben Zipper with the Progressive Economic Policy Institute says that's where indexing comes in handy.
So, you know, if the cost of groceries, gasoline, housing goes up by X percent in Ohio, the minimum wage that following year is going to go up by the same percent.
Unlike the federal minimum wage, which has been stuck at $7.25 for years.
Tying these increases so that there's some kind of automatic process makes them much more predictable, makes them much easier to plan around.
Not just for workers, he says, but also for employers.
I think the minimum wage is going to keep on increasing, and we should try to keep it up with, you know, the cost of living.
That's Alex Gleason. He manages a neighborhoody joint called the Old Angle Tavern. He says his employees actually get more than Ohio's minimum wage. So if the floor only increases a couple percent every year, it'll be a while before his business feels any pressure. He says what really concerns him is talk of a $15 minimum wage.
It's a very low profit margin business, so that would be a big deal for businesses that are barely getting by.
And Aparna Mater with the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says a wage hike that large could also hurt employees.
Because you could find that those same employers are now less likely to hire new minimum wage workers, or they're less likely to keep existing workers on the job.
Or employers might replace those workers with machines. Now, all that said, if inflation stays relatively low, 2-3%, Mater says
employers can offset some of those hikes by passing on the cost to consumers. The employment effects are likely to be minimal.
The benefit of an automatic increase, says Zipper from the Economic Policy Institute, is that when the cost of living goes up, so will the minimum wage. But what if that's still not enough?
Well, if you don't raise the minimum wage to an appropriate level to begin with, indexing kind of locks it into that level.
According to MIT's living wage calculator, a single adult in Ohio needs to earn about $10.47 an hour to stay just above the poverty line. The state's current minimum wage is now nearly $2 short of that. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.